This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know, the fucking other way. And you're listening to Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Masturbation.
I fucking love you. I love you. I fucking love you. Yeah. That's Jeff. Jeff loves Patrick. Does Jeff love Patrick? Masturbator. Fucking masturbator. 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 Oh. I'm a masturbator. I'm a fucking gooner bater.
Thursday, October 18th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, binge drinking blood. Plus, a toothbrush in your nose, and a cannibal shares his recipe for human flesh steak. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. At the top of the program, I know I talked about this last week, but I just read another article about crazy religious nut jobs freaking out over Halloween. They now want to change the name to Orange and Black Day. I shit you not. Orange and Black Day, or Fall Festival, or Harvest Day. Have we really lost so many children to the dark side because they dressed up like a pirate and asked for candy? Is that a gateway to hell? As a matter of fact, I found the greatest literature, I guess you would want to call it, that supports this insane notion that the devil is just waiting for your children to dress up like Winnie the Pooh so he can get his evil bony fingers on your cunt turd. It's these things called Bible tracts. And they're done by Chick Publications. It's this guy named Jack Chick, and he is insane. He kind of makes Pat Robertson look like a devil worshiper. He is cuckoo. And what Jack Chick does, I guess he's like a cartoonist, and he creates these things called Bible tracts, and they're like little tiny comic books. Except they're not fun to read. And individuals or churches buy them. I think you order them in like sets of 100. And you just you pass them out at public gatherings. I'm sure if you've ever been to any sort of festival or anything that's outside, you've seen Bible tracts lying on the ground or stuck inside chain link fences. And they cover all sorts of topics like the evils of Halloween, or the evils of Catholicism, or the evils of homosexuality. And it's just insane. As a matter of fact, today I'm going to be doing a video cast. It's like story time video cast. And I'm going to show you the Halloween Bible track. It's scary. If we have time, I'll show you the homosexual Bible track as well. All right. But the thing that really gets me is every Christmas, we go through the same goddamn thing where the insane liberals want to change Christmas to Winterfest, even though it's not Winterfest. It's Christmas. That's the day. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You may not like it, and you may not celebrate it, but it doesn't change the fact that that's what the day is. So we should come up with a compromise. All right, Christians, you can have Fall Fest if the crazy liberals can have Winterfest, and Red Lobster can have Lobster Fest, and the pedophiles can have Molesta Fest, and everyone's happy. Orange and Black Day. Oh, it's so stupid. Who actually believes children are being lured into the dark side by the devil or being possessed or whatever on Halloween? Come on. Honestly. These fucking Christians believe in fairy tales. And what are you trying to do by switching the name? What are you going to trick the devil?
All right, tonight's the night. We're going to rape the youth. It's Halloween. And what's this? Orange and Black Day? Never mind, call it off. Must have the wrong month. I thought Halloween was in October. Maybe it's November. When's Thanksgiving? Dolores, when's Thanksgiving? Huh?
Oh, just so stupid. All right, I've got some audio before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news. First up, I've got audio from a porno. This is a foreign language porn, so it's artsy. But in it, a guy is talking to a girl while she's giving him a blowjob, and he apparently says something she doesn't like, and she chomps down on his dick.
Nur nicht aufhören. Ja, ja. Oh, gut.
Right now he's saying, your pussy smells like fried chicken. Clean your
cunt.
Let's hear that again. Unfortunately, the clip cuts off before he finishes screaming. Slow-mo. Super slow-mo. Very good. I'm sure a lot of guys know that pain. Oh, with the teeth and the scraping and the moon and the stars and the this and the that. Ladies, come on. File those fuckers down. If you've been on YouTube recently trying to watch the Fat Man videos, I've got some sad news for you. Fat Man has taken down all of his work and his website. It's very sad. Apparently he's trying to focus on bettering himself, taking care of himself, or whatever the hell he says. He'll be back. Don't worry about it. I give it another week or two. My prediction is this. He has taken down all of his videos on YouTube. He probably doesn't have a backup of them. So I'm guessing he's going to give up on his diet and then start all over again with all of his eating videos. Again with the five double cheeseburgers, again with the pizza. He's going to try to beat all of his old records. It should be fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it all. But in the meantime, we need to find a fat man replacement. And believe it or not, there are other fat men on YouTube. And fat women. These people are trying to gain as much weight as possible. They're called gainers, or gainees, or something. And I've got one here. This is the new fat man. I believe his name is Keg Stand or something. I don't know.
At some point, you just have to look at yourself and say...
He just farted
I'm
there.
Fat. That's just a big ball of fat blubber.
That's just a big ball of fat blubber.
There's no real excuse for it either.
No, you're a slob.
It's just fat.
This guy is great because his fat is a lot different than Fat Man's. Now, if you've seen Fat Man, you know, like, his body is just mushy, lumpy. A lot of cottage cheese happening there. This guy's stomach is very firm. You know, I mean, it looks huge. And it's just like, it's busting out.
Yep.
It's like a balloon.
That is a pot belly. Yeah, I just want you to know that...
Why are all fat people... Why do they all sound retarded?
That is a fat belly.
This kind of fat doesn't just happen.
You gotta work for it.
You gotta be a pig.
Well...
You gotta stuff yourself. It's just total fucking slob.
The nail on the head there, sir.
Total fucking pig. Yeah, I got underwear on. You can't even see them.
That's okay.
Because they're under fat. And you want to know something? I want to be fatter.
Lofty goals.
I got a belly full of booze right now. I'm getting ready to eat.
There you go. I'll put a link to this guy's profile on YouTube so you can check him out. And I want you guys to look for a replacement for Fat Man as well. Who knows? It could be a woman. I've got one more thing to share with you guys before we get into the news. And I love these type of videos. This is from a public access show. It's a show that takes phone calls. It's a recipe for disaster. This apparently is a psychic. Now, what I don't understand is... The name of the show or whatever, or right on the screen it says, Free Psychic Energy Reading. And, you know, a lot of people call in and say, fuck you, and, you know, gets the guy all upset. But some people call in and say, can I get a free psychic reading? And then the guy just continues to go off. No, you can't get a free... What, you don't ask for that? This isn't a bodega. Take a listen.
Good evening.
Your mother.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good evening.
You suck.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Apparently you do too. Good evening.
Can I get a psychic reading?
Honey, you don't call her asking for stuff like that. This is not a bodega.
Here, bitch.
What is that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to help you. This is not a bodega.
But that's what the phone number is for. That's what you're there to do.
Let me get psychic energy reading. This is not a bodega, honey.
Bodega? Good evening. Not a bodega.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
Hello.
Honey, get on off my phone here. Good evening.
Like, a lot of these people, I think, just can't hear what he's saying.
Good evening.
Asshole.
Thank you. Thank you. I bet yours is quite wide, isn't it?
Your mother.
Uh-huh. Yours is all scratched out.
Asshole.
Good evening.
Your asshole is all scratched out.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Good evening. You enjoy your life, honey. Good evening. My lord. Good evening.
Hello?
Hello, my friend.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend.
Ooh.
Good evening. I was calling. I was hoping to get a,
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a bodega, and it is not McDonald's.
What are you supposed to say to this guy when he, when you call him? It, like, that's what...
You got a menu to look at here. You know it's about psychic energy. That's all it's about here.
What the hell does that mean?
Ain't no guesswork. Can I get a, You can get a foot up your ass, what you can get. Don't call here with this foolishness here. I said I was going to have four peoples here. I ain't here for two.
What? He sounds just like Alexis Tyler. I'm going to help four people here.
I said I was going to have four peoples here.
Yeah.
I ain't here for two. My lord. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, honey.
Thank you for my...
Uh-huh. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Good evening.
Fuck you.
Yes, 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 another one of them fools. Another one of them fools. It's very creative, my friend, very creative. Good evening.
Fuck you.
Oh, really? That's wonderful, honey. That takes a lot of courage to call him, fuck you, and hang up the phone. That's a lot of courage there.
This guy probably took like 300 calls during the show, because they each call lasts about 2 seconds. The clip I have is like 10 minutes long. We'll check back in with this guy in just a little bit. Right now, though, we've got to get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news. Alright, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the DV archives. That's like 670 shows, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, like one we're going to be doing today. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And I want to thank everyone who has been a member of the Sideshow. I really, really do appreciate it. You know, next month marks a year of me doing this thing. And, of course, I couldn't do it without you, so thank you very much, all my freaky dinkies. All right, first story we have for you today. Do you remember a long time ago on the show, we did a story about a cannibal, a guy who wanted to eat someone's flesh, and so he met up with a guy online, and the guy online actually wanted to be eaten. Like, it was his fantasy to be eaten, so they hooked up and pretty much did just that. And apparently now this cannibal is giving his first TV interview. German cannibal Armin Muse described the taste of human flesh, provides a decent recipe for steak, explains his fascination with the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel, I think we all know where the fascination is there, and insists that he's a normal person. It all happens during his first television interview. Armin Muse, the German cannibal serving a life sentence for killing and eating a man who begged to be devoured, has described how the meat tasted of pork. And how he prepared an elaborate meal of human steak in a green pepper sauce with Brussels sprouts. Mmm. I'm Leanne Paisley Howell. Coming up on the next Simply Living, entertaining for cannibals. How a little pepper, garlic, and nutmeg can spice up that bland taste of human feet. Then, you've served your cannibals. Now what to do with the leftovers? How about some fun cock dogs for the kids? Or a pubic hair quilt for Nana? It's all coming up tomorrow on Simply Living. In the interview, Muse spoke about his decade-long yearning to consume another man. The case came to light in December 2002, when the grisly details made worldwide headlines. Muse filmed himself killing... Ooh, I hope this hits YouTube. Muse filmed himself killing, disemboweling, and cutting up the corpse of a computer engineer named Bern Brands, 42, whom he met after posting messages on the internet chat room seeking men for slaughter. I can't imagine he got a lot of responses. Imagine if he was on Comcast Dating on Demand. I'm looking for a man who's warm and sensitive. Let me be a little more specific. A man whose flesh is warm and sensitive. My dream date would be finding a man and eating him. If I could have one superpower, it would be to shoot flames from my mouth so I could just walk up to any guy I liked and set him on fire and cook him and then eat him. My worst date would probably be any date where I don't end up eating you. You should date me because I will devour you with my love and teeth. During Muse's two trials in 2004 and 2006, he said he always dreamt of having a younger brother, quote, someone to be a part of me, and had become fascinated with cannibalism as a way to fulfill that obsession. His desires were fueled by the internet. I cannot wait for this internet fad to be over with. Where he had contact with around 400 men interested in cannibalism. 400? Jesus! He found a perfect match in Brandt, who was obsessed with being eaten. Quote, the first bite was, of course, a peculiar, indefinable feeling at first because I had yearned for that for 30 years, that this interconnection would be perfect through his flesh. He went on to say that the flesh tasted like pork, a little bit more bitter, stronger, it tasted quite good. He also said that when he was a child, he enjoyed his mother reading him the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel, about a witch who traps two children and prepares to eat the boy. The bit where Hansel is to be eaten was interesting. You wouldn't believe how many Hansels are whizzing around the internet. Police estimate there's about 10,000 people in Germany alone who shares Muse fantasy with cannibalism, either eating human flesh or being eaten. Well, there you go. Cuckoo. I just swallowed a bug. My house is so filthy, I've just got bugs flying around in my mouth. Second story we have for you today comes from India. Doctors in India have removed a 3-inch toothbrush lodged inside the nose of a 31-year-old woman, of course. The report said that the housewife went to the hospital 2 months ago, suffering from severe pain. During a CAT scan, doctors were shocked to find the broken toothbrush, prompting them to order an immediate surgery. She says, quote, I was brushing my teeth, and my husband accidentally pushed me, and the toothbrush in my hand broke. I was left holding the lower portion of the brush, but couldn't locate the rest of it. And your nose didn't hurt at all? Nose was probably misshapen, too, not to mention the blood shooting out of it. Quote, soon after, I started bleeding profusely, of course, from the nose. But since that day, I began getting breathless. Because you can't breathe because there's a toothbrush lodged in your nostril. But since that day, I began getting breathless and a foul-smelling discharge, lovely, began to come out of my nose. You really know how to sexy talk the men, don't you? Your foul-smelling discharge. The odor from her nose was so bad that it could be smelt from a distance of 2 feet, said, oh Jesus, Kushal Sheath. A doctor, crazy ethnic people! The doctor went on to say if the object had fallen into her windpipes, she could have choked to death. Well, no shit, Sherlock. At least then she would have known that the toothbrush was in there. Yeah, crazy ethnic person. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one, and it comes from Hong Kong. Do you guys remember that AT&T commercial? It's been stuck in my head all day, and they haven't aired it in like 20 years. The one that ends, you're not dealing with AT&T! Mean operator from MCI or something. Hello, Kafisa! I've been saying that all day. It's just annoying. It has nothing to do with this story, though. A Hong Kong man who knocked back 2 vials of blood after binge drinking has been jailed for 2 months. Lee Man Yao, 29... Yes, everything's ungodly. Lee Man Yao, 29, told a court Monday he was extremely thirsty when he staggered into a hospital on September 13th for treatment for an injured toe. Surveillance cameras showed Lee walk up to the laboratory counter, take 3 tubes containing blood samples, drink the contents of 2, and then dump the vials in the lift lobby. When he realized the vials had contained blood, what else did he think it contained? He's in a hospital. They're little tubes of red, thick liquid. It's blood. Lee rushed to the toilets and then vomited. The court accepted that Lee had drunk the blood under the influence of alcohol, but jailed him. Maybe he was a vampire. A thirsty vampire.
Because I'm a vampire! I'm a very polite vampire!
A polite one? You're acting pretty rude right now.
best moments on Cops ever. Yes, the court accepted that Lee had drunk the blood under the influence of alcohol, but jailed him after he pleaded guilty to theft. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Not too many today. Let's see what
hey,
we got.
Hey, Ben. This is John from Troy, Ohio.
Hey, John.
I had Ohio two funny boy. Things.
Like me.
First of all, I was getting a new boss, and he actually got fired for admitting to having sex with a camel.
Oh, my.
And also, if you go to...
Where do you even have sex with camels at? Where'd you find a camel? Is it a zoo or something? Sort of circus environment?
To the RedTube site. There's a girl that takes a dildo the size of a normal person's leg.
Yes.
Actually,
in fact,
it might be the size of Fat Man's leg.
Fat Man.
All right, man.
Hey, folks.
Well, have a nice time up there.
I think this guy sent me that link, and we've actually played it before on the show. Remember that big, huge, giant dildo that the woman was trying to take up her cunt? We played that a long time ago on the show.
Hey, Tim. This is JoJo from Oklahoma.
Hey, JoJo.
I'm so freak.
I'm KC.
Long time listener, I guess.
A little R&B hip hop reference for you.
One of those I'm a freak moments.
Oh, you had a you know you're a freak when moment. I just happen to have a jingle here.
No, when you're a freak moment when.
Very nice. Lazy Boy sent that in to me. All right, let's hear your freak moment.
Every single day. Every time somebody says something like, did you see what I did? Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, anytime anyone is proud of themselves and they say, did you see what I did? Immediately think of the dickhole guy.
Did you see what I did there? I just can't help but laugh. So that gets awkward sometimes, and I just thought I'd share it with you.
Very nice.
So keep up the good work.
Thank
and
you.
I'm loving the show, and bring back Sextastic Tuesday.
Well, there is someone who enjoys Sextastic Tuesday. I love the dickhole guy because he's so proud of what he's doing with his dickhole. Did you see what I did? Did you fucking see that?
Hey, it's Laura from Philly. Just want to announce that Thursday, October 18th, marks my 2-year anniversary of listening to Distorted View.
Nice.
And I couldn't be fucking happier with how great this show has gone.
Aww.
I advertise it to all my friends. And,
thank you.
I fucking love you.
It's very important to, spread the distortion, I guess. You know, tell your friends about Distorted View. Tell your friends that would be okay with Distorted View. You don't want to tell your, grandparents about the show. They probably wouldn't like it.
Love you. Keep fucking being disgusting.
Well.
And I plan to marry you one day.
Oh, well. Good luck with that. More power to you.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
Santiago!
I just wanted to say that...
I named my kitty after you.
The production you play with Sextastic Tuesday is the best... It gives me really big chills up my spine. The stories themselves don't do much for me, but I really love that freaking introduction. And something else I wanted to say.
I know, and I didn't make that one. A listener sent that in to me. I don't remember who, though.
I don't know why, but whenever you post a video log on the sideshow, you tend to warn everyone that there's no nudity, and... nobody should worry about that.
Yes.
And it's weird to me because, you do one of the craziest, most offensive and disturbing shows ever.
Yes.
On a daily basis, but
well,
then when it comes to posting videos, you wink out somehow. And
I'm not running a porno site. Is the thing, I can get away with playing sounds and stuff because I'm goofing on them, and there's nothing. Graphic. I mean, it sounds gross and stuff, but you don't actually see anything. But when it comes to actually showing nudity, no, can't really do that. Can't post that sort of stuff, according to my web hosting provider and stuff like that. So it's just, one of those things, I guess.
Hey, Tim.
Another depressed listener.
It's Mike. Anyway, I got a suggestion for that dumbass and anybody else who doesn't like Sextastic Tuesday.
Fast forward.
There's this button that you can press.
Yes, we've heard
it's
this
called
before.
The fast forward button.
Yeah, some people just feel like, hey, look, if I'm going to do a 30-minute show and 10 minutes of it is going to be Sextastic Tuesday, that's a tiny show then for people that don't like Sextastic Tuesday,
Tim has Montana. Dude, just listening to those retards. That was awful, dude. Just because they're retarded does not necessarily mean that they're funny. Don't ever do that again.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I thought it was hilarious. Not what they were singing. I thought the fact they were rolling around and looking retarded was hilarious. And I didn't think what they were singing was funny, necessarily. I thought how they were singing it was funny. See? I'm a giant dick. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God? This ain't no bodega. This ain't no goddamn bodega. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you've got some funny audio or video, send it along to me, show at distortedview.com. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I couldn't believe it.
You're not dealing with AT&T.
Oh, I am now.